This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, we take a look at Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue's trip to Madison last week at World Dairy Expo. High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast was there, and he talks with Lee Milky about it. Lee?
Lucas, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue kicked off World Dairy Expo in Madison last week, telling dairy farmers they will have to adapt to stay in business. How was that received?
It was certainly interesting to hear comments like that come from the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. Certainly, dairy farming has not been easy the past few years, and no one ever signed up for an easy job when they take a life of dairying, but it's difficult to hear that small dairy farms will struggle to survive. Certainly, though, it has been the reality with Wisconsin losing hundreds of farms, the entire country, in fact, losing hundreds of smaller dairies. Many dairy farmers see it as another wake-up call to make sure that they are doing everything that they can to keep costs down and continue to be competitive. It's certainly difficult for small and family dairy farms to compete against some larger dairies with economies of scale, but I think it also speaks to the importance of diversification and making sure that dairies are doing everything they can to remain profitable. Sentiment is better at Dairy Expo this year. Many farmers happy with the recent rise in milk prices due to the strong cheese demand. Okay exports over the past few months, even considering some of the tariff challenges that continue. We have a good outlook for milk prices over the next few months, which hopefully will save some of the struggling dairies and at least pause some of the farm loss that we've been seeing. It was interesting to compare the Secretary of Agriculture's comments with some of the farm bill programs. It's High Ground's opinion that some of these small dairies can benefit greatly from some of the programs that were rolled out recently in the farm bill, both the new Dairy Revenue Protection Program and also the newly named Margin Insurance Program that can keep some of these small dairies afloat in the meantime. Looking forward, we continue to see tariff challenges on the horizon. Just last week, U.S. and EU escalating their tariff battle. The U.S. and China continue to have discussions with a new round this week in D.C. So hopefully some tariff resolution will come soon and be able to increase U.S. dairy exports, push that milk price a little bit higher, and in the long run, stop some of the struggles that these small dairy farms are seeing.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thank you, Lee. Meanwhile, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue expressing surprise at the number of dairy producers who did not sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, despite the fact that it was extended one more week.
Actually, we saw a few more, but honestly, I thought there would be more. I don't know whether farmers are still thinking about the old program or not. This is a totally new program. It's a much better risk management tool for dairymen, and I frankly can't understand anyone, certainly anyone that's producing less than 5 million pounds of milk, not participating in this program.
He also talked about the unresolved trade opportunities and regarding the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement.
I think it will be good, certainly in the dairy industry. I think it will be good poultry, eggs, and others.
Meanwhile, a group of about 400 cattle producers at a recent rally in Omaha, Nebraska, demanding Perdue be fired. Joe Maxwell is the executive director for Organization for Competitive Markets.
Many of the folks came after reading comments about what Secretary Perdue told the dairy producers. That is, in America, the big gets bigger and small get out. Many did call on the firing of Secretary Perdue. That is OCM's position.
He says both the president and the USDA need to address the market concentration problem, or many cattle producers will go out of business.
We all understand there's really not a market for cattle today. There's just a price that's dictated by these packers. And the farmers, ranchers that came together, you know, just had enough. They're not going to be in business, not unlike many other sectors.
That's Joe Maxwell with the group Organization for Competitive Markets.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Tomorrow it's our Producer Tuesday from PDPW. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.